There are a lot of meditations that teach abundance and how to create an attitude of prosperity. But there are few meditations designed to give you a sense of calm and security in the midst of financial crisis. This guided meditation will help you focus on developing emotional and physical calm during financial crisis. It's important to do so because the key to financial prosperity is to have an emotionally grounded starting point. And although the past can't be changed and whatever financial realities the past has brought, your future success is dependent on only what actions you take right now. This meditation is your starting point for feeling calm in the storms of life and being able to rise above any insecurities and develop clear direction. To begin, find a place where you can spend some time transcending past stress and take some time for yourself. It's often helpful to put a Do Not Disturb sign on the door and to turn off the ringer on your phone. Most people benefit from sitting in a comfortable and stable chair with their back straight and aligned. Although you can keep your eyes open and focus your attention on a spot on the distant wall, most people find that by closing their eyes, they derive the greatest insight. This meditation will only take a few minutes, and our time will begin and end with a bell tone. For those new to meditation, you can learn the principles of this meditation by listening to it several times, and then practicing for longer or shorter periods, independent of this recording. Now that you've found a comfortable place to still the body and the mind, begin by scanning your body and anywhere you're carrying the tension of the day in your muscles, you can let those muscles relax. As you do so, pay attention to the small muscles of the brow and around the eyes. These are places we often carry tension. And let the muscles in the eyes and the eyelids and the brow become relaxed. A lot of tension related to financial stress is held in the jaw, and even those muscles can relax. Despite the tension of recent times, you do have an ability to relax. And with practice, and by listening to this meditation several times, it'll become more comfortable and more natural for you. And as you relax, notice that your breathing automatically becomes slower and more natural. And as you listen to the quiet in the room, or only hear the distant sounds of others outside of your room, give yourself permission to enjoy this time of developing calm in the midst of crisis. By doing so, you'll be able to stop any feelings of crisis and find a starting point for the future. As your hands rest in your lap, let them feel very relaxed, very heavy, and very calm. Think of the sensation of heaviness, and let those hands relax and become very heavy, and let all of the muscles in your body become heavy and relaxed. And again, scan your body, relinquishing any remaining tension, even that which is held in the shoulders, the back, or the legs. And again, notice your breathing, slower yet, calm, smooth. In just a few moments, your heart rate has even slowed. And this basic process of physical relaxation can also be used to still the mind. To this point, much turmoil and stress may have been in the forefront of your thoughts, but you can also relax the mind by simply focusing on the sensation of mind. And like you were able to relax your muscles, you can let your mind relax. Envision it as a muscle becoming relaxed. For many, as they relax the mind, it comes as a feeling of lightness around the eyes and the brow. Yet others feel different sensations, and some no sensation at all. But what's most important here is that you've taken the time to deeply relax amid a storm. But like all storms, no matter how severe, the time for them to pass always arrives. In this time that you've taken for yourself, you've established a path for a new beginning. And even though the direction might not yet be seen, this is the beginning of that pathway, right here and right now. Return your attention to your breath. Notice that without trying, you've continued to take each breath. Also notice, as you breathe each breath, focusing all of your attention on something as simple as your breath, you become part of this very moment. In this moment, in exactly this time, you're safe, you're secure, and in this exact moment, right now, continue to breathe in and out. Surprisingly, feeling a sense of calm in both mind and body. Living in the present, this exact moment. And in this moment, speak to yourself. Say to yourself quietly in your mind, I have exactly what I need at this exact moment. I have exactly what I need at this exact moment. Say it again, repeating after me. I have exactly what I need at this exact moment. This moment is yours. A moment of calm and a moment of renewal. Just as a storm always passes, this moment marks the beginning of something new, even mysterious or unknown. Deep inside of you, you have a reservoir of hope, and inside of you is the power to fulfill your divine destiny. In this moment, feeling your breath and embracing its calm, just as the next breath always comes, new opportunity awaits you. Embrace this reality. It's the truth of this moment. Calm, serene, relaxed. And the moments remain. Focus on the present. See it as it is. A starting point for the future. Let yourself have permission to experience the power of now, finding at this moment your higher self is present to guide you. A few moments of silence await you. And in the stillness of the moment awaits your freedom. During crisis, meditation can be a source of stability. There are many meditations available to help you find abundance, contentment, and success. This meditation can be and should be repeated on a daily basis. It's also useful to write the affirmation on a note above your desk, on your bathroom mirror, or another place where you'll be reminded of its truth on a daily basis. And that affirmation is, I have exactly what I need at this exact moment.